37 one-hundredths since it began last night. And we're still at the temperature we were at midnight. It is 41 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump continues to assemble his administration on Wednesday, saying he'll nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor to the president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance. It's also a tremendous responsibility, and the job of the Secretary of State is to execute on the foreign policy set by the elected president of the United States.
The president-elect also said he'd nominate Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General and Democrat-turned-Republican Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. Two explosions Wednesday outside the Supreme Court of Brazil, the blast killing a man and forcing the justices and staff to evacuate the building in Brasilia, capital of Brazil. Inflation remains under apparent control. The government reporting its consumer price index rose 0.2% in October to 2.6% on an annual basis. This is ABC News. Continued U.S. support for Ukraine in question as President-elect Trump prepares to take power. Outgoing Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed NATO allies in Brussels.
We have 50 countries that have been acting in support of Ukraine. And I'm convinced from the conversations we have today and the conversations we have virtually every day that that support will continue.
Until the president-elect is sworn in.
President Biden is committed to making sure that every dollar we have at our disposal will be pushed out the door between now and January 20th.
In February of 2000, Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute scientists spotted a mysterious gelatinous bioluminescent creature swimming almost 8,600 feet down in the Pacific Ocean. Initially, they couldn't classify it, just called it a mystery mollusk. More than two decades later, though, the researchers announced it's a new species of sea slug. The findings published in the journal Deep Sea Research, Part 1. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Rural communities are at a higher risk for diabetes, and the majority of these are type 2, which are often preventable. Lifestyle changes like getting active and adopting a healthier diet are the best methods of prevention. If you do develop any type of diabetes, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has a team of certified diabetes care and education specialists who will work with you to help manage the disease. This month, take the time to learn more about your risks and commit to a better future.
A Look at Sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital. Bucks coach Doc Rivers wasn't sure if it was a good thing that Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 22 of the team's first 24 first quarter points. But in the end, Giannis went on to win for the Bucks 59 points in his effort, and they were victorious 127-120 in overtime over the Detroit Pistons. Brooke Lopez added 29 in the action last night. Orlando over Indiana 94-90, Cleveland 114, Philadelphia 106, Boston 139, Brooklyn 114, Oklahoma City over New Orleans 106-88, Chicago beat New York 124-123, Houston 111, the Clippers 103, San Antonio beat Washington 139-130, Sacramento 127, Phoenix 104, Portland 106, Minnesota 98, and the Lakers over Memphis 128-123. In NHL action, Detroit 3-2 over Pittsburgh in overtime and Toronto 4-3 over Washington, also in OT. It was Utah 4-1 over Carolina, Vegas 3, Anaheim 2, Colorado 4-2 over Los Angeles. The Thursday night football game begins the new NFL weekend. It's Washington at Philadelphia this evening. Today, a high of 52 with some light rain possible early morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, and north to northwest winds at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and chilly tonight, a low of 35, and for Friday, pleasant with partly sunny skies and 54. We have a northeast wind at 3. We have picked up 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far, and it is 41 degrees. Good Thursday morning, November 14th.
coffee drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I point straight and strong. Tell me that you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with.
So when I die, I wanna come back as a country boy. No, there ain't no better life if you ask me. If my neck don't come out red, then Lord, just keep me dead. Cause a country boy is all that I know how to be.
On my
Blake Shelton on Country and Community WRCO, 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Today is Thursday, the 319th day of 2024. There are just 47 days left in the year. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but wow, things do fly by quickly, don't they? Celebrity birthdays include Britain's King Charles III, who is 76 today, and U.S. Secretary of State, one-time U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, turns 70. Basketball Hall of Famer Jack Sikma, one-time Milwaukee Buck, he is 69 today.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Shania Twain on WRCO Radio. All total 37 one-hundredths in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge today. We're at 41 degrees here in Richland Center this morning.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Home ownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the home ownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwoodford Farms, that's the one for family.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Chicago, little know in Reno, Detroit and Kalamazoo. Hit them up in Boston, back down to Austin, L.A. and Baton Rouge. Tell them that we're tired of the boom, boom, snap. It never fit with a cowboy hat. Hank never done it like that. So we're taking our country back. Likes a song and she likes a sound. I'm here to help with all that. Taking our country back. Yeah. Taking our country back. Back to the hollers and hills. Show your bright light towns how a night goes down on a flatbed.
saddle, rounding up the cattle. Got a little bit off track, but we're taking our country, taking our country back, back to the hollers and hills. Show you bright light towns, how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. Got some dust on the bottle, boots on.
That's Randy Houser and Taking Our Country Back from WRCO FM 100.9 on a Thursday morning. It is 6:23, just ahead of news, weather, and sports a little bit later on this morning. And wow, just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. And I know Thanksgiving is late this year, but still doesn't seem possible, does it? This is Toby Keith.
Sometimes think the bull is necessary. Every night I pray for peace on earth. And I hand down my dollars to the homeless, but believe that every able soul should work. My father gave me my shotgun that I'll hand down to my son. Try to teach him everything it means. I'm a man of my convictions. Call me wrong, call me right, but I bring my better angels to every fight. You may not like where I'm going, but you sure know. Love me if you can. I stand by my right to speak freely, but I worry about what kids learn from TV. And before all of the debating turns to angry words and hate, sometimes we should just agree. And I believe that Jesus looks down here and sees us. And if you ask him, he would say, I'm a man of my convictions. Call me wrong, call me right, but I bring my better angels to every fight.
what we did are really getting stronger. I've fallen now even more than I ever did before. Baby, let's not hold back any longer.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO. Our news update is coming up next. Drive carefully on your way out and about today.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroqua.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. WRCO News is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for light rain this morning and then a high of 52 degrees, mostly cloudy and windy a little bit later on, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds. So far, 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. A Richland County resident was arrested for possession of child pornography on Wednesday morning. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assigned a cyber tip as an affiliated member of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for the reported possession. Wednesday morning around 8:45, deputies completed a search warrant. As a result, deputies took into custody Scott Warren File 28 of Sextonville for 10 counts of possession of child pornography and one count of felony bail jumping. Scott File currently has a diversion agreement through Richland County for similar reported acts in 2021. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by the Wisconsin ICAC Task Force, Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Digital Evidence Unit, Richland Center Police Department, and Lone Rock EMS. Now is the time to vaccinate against respiratory illnesses. Tom Haupt with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 22% of Wisconsinites have received a flu shot, while 11% of the state residents have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The numbers for the flu vaccine are a little higher than last year. According to Haupt, about 1.2 million Americans are vaccinated against the flu this season, compared to 1.25 million last year. Haupt would like to see flu vaccination rates as high as they were in the 2021 season, when 44% received a flu shot. If you get it now, you can protect yourself through the new year. A longtime advocate for diabetes research and her husband were among the victims in a fiery crash that left five dead earlier this month in Dane County. A diabetes advocacy group identified the victims as Jeff and Michelle Bauer of Crandon, Wisconsin, Josh and Tammy Stahl of Minnesota, and Barry Sivers of Belleville. They were all active in a charitable bike ride that raises money for research. Michelle was well known in Madison and around the state as a longtime advocate for diabetes research after her son was diagnosed in 2000 when he was 3 years old. He died 10 years later. The cause of the accident remains under investigation. It happened the night of November 1st when their Tesla went off the road, struck a tree, and burst into flames. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he's lost the election. The statement comes today after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. Speaking on WISN radio on Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election but did not concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He'll have until the end of next week to request a recount. Once the official canvassing is done, Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says Hovde should just concede and stop playing games. The first electric charging stations are going online at Quick Trip. The company announced Wednesday that a set of chargers has been installed in West Salem and that the system will run off a new app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for both major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. The effort matches a push for expanded electric vehicle service in Wisconsin, which has seen fewer charging installations than other states. That makes it hard to travel to rural parts of the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for your help. Location of the black bear dens across the state. Also, the research scientist Jennifer Price Tack says it's critical to have accurate information so they know how to handle bear harvests. Price Tack says helpful information includes GPS coordinates, photos of the den, area descriptions, and any info on bear activity. More information is available on the DNR's website. 62 units of blood were collected at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive on Tuesday, including 11 double red cell donations. Registration volunteers were Jackie Schmedick, along with Asher Frazier and Kate Frazier. Charlene, Janice, Marcia, Sandra, and Asher served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be Tuesday, January 14th from 11:30 until 5:30. During Tuesday night's meeting, the Baraboo City Council discussed closing the city pool, cuts to the city's shared ride taxi service, as well as increased event permit fees and parking fines, along other cost-saving measures were spoken of. Mayor Rob Nelson said the council will have to make some tough cost-cutting decisions in the coming weeks.
They are all trying to do the best job that they can with limited resources. Nobody wants to impose cuts that are going to be hurtful to portions of our population. Everybody's trying to do what they can to maintain the vitality and the health of the Baraboo community. And, you know, it's not an easy job.
Nelson said many of the economic challenges Baraboo is facing are structural and built into the state's funding formula for municipalities.
Until the legislature gives us some additional tools in our toolbox to try to raise revenue and pay our bills, we're going to always be looking for ways we can cut things. And so the items that we would be looking at for 2025 are basically the start, because the picture doesn't really look any better in 2026 or beyond. And so then you're going to have to look at additional things to be cut.
A majority of residents said no to a city operational referendum, which would have meant a $2 million tax levy increase to maintain Baraboo's current services.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The forecast for today calls for a high of 52. Looks like some light rain early on, otherwise mostly cloudy. West and northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 35. Friday's high 54. Saturday, 55, with a slight chance of rain at night. Currently in Richland Center, we have received about 27 one-hundredths since midnight, 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain since it began later last night. Right now, an east wind is at 4 miles per hour, and we are at our overnight low. It is 41 degrees. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Are you looking for some entertainment treasures? Visit the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center, where they're offering a huge 50% off all media items, CDs, DVDs, VHS tapes, records, albums. If it's media, it's half off. From the oldies but goodies to hard-to-find classics, they've got an amazing variety just waiting for you. Open Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4. Stop by, explore, and uncover incredible finds. The Family Thrift Shop, where every visit is a treasure hunt.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a memorable night for the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and details on the Packers getting ready after getting some players that were injured, possibly a little healthier, to play the Bears.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Bucks were able to erase a 13-point halftime deficit Wednesday night, beating the Detroit Pistons in overtime, 127-120. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 59 points to go with 14 rebounds. Center Brook Lopez added 29. The extra period victory became possible when the Pistons missed two free throws with 1 second left. Doc Rivers, the coach, says this was Giannis all the way.
When you think about having the scoring off the floor that we had, no Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis, no Ryan. So we're down to one living point guard on our team. And for him to do that and for us to score 127 points, though he got half of them almost, every basket was needed.
Giannis talked about why he took over.
The fourth quarter, I had to be more aggressive. I had to get more downhill, get to my spots. And, you know, sometimes you got to be able to do both. Sometimes you got to sacrifice yourself for the team. Sometimes you got to be extremely aggressive for the team. You know, sometimes being a selfish might be a selfish thing. Sometimes your teammates want you to be aggressive.
The Bucks with the victory over the Pistons. They'll have a little time off now. Their next game is coming up on Saturday against Charlotte. In state last night in men's college basketball, Green Bay was a winner over Western Illinois, 87-73, and Longwood defeated UW-Milwaukee, 76-62. The Badger women's team lost to South Dakota State, 79-57, in action from last night. On the state scene elsewhere, the Packers Packers' bye week has given its injured players time to recover. Jordan Love was a full participant in practice as he bounces back from a groin injury. Speedy rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd is also back at practice after 8 weeks on injured reserve. Three others, cornerback Jair Alexander, center Josh Myers, and safety Evan Williams, were practicing yesterday and appear to be on track for a return to live action. Only defensive lineman Colby Wooden was sidelined on Wednesday. The Wisconsin men's hockey team hopes to continue its dominance of Penn State when it travels there this weekend. Games will be played Friday and Saturday. The Badgers have beaten the Nittany Lions in five straight meetings, but they're trying to bounce back after being swept by Minnesota. Penn State had a bye last week, and the Lions, too, were swept by the Gophers the week before. UW sophomore forward Quinn Finley leads the Big Ten with 7 goals through 10 games. Finley and his teammates have a 2-8 record so far. And four high school standouts are trying to get their dibs on playing at Marquette in the next couple of years. The developments were announced by Coach Shaka Smart and the school Wednesday. Some college sports websites rank the recruiting class as high as 13th in the country. Nigel James Jr., Ian Metellick, along with Michael Phillips II and Adrian Stevens, have all signed an athletics aid agreement with the university. That's an update on sports on this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen. We'll be right back.
line. I keep praying for the ringing of the telephone. I'm gonna hope these tears will bring you home. Why won't you please come home?
Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
It's crazy how manipulation feels like a soft blanket holding you tight. And every night sleeping next to someone's just as warm as the gaslight. It's funny how jealousy sounds like somebody's worried about you. And all that control takes on different roles. Don't realize the toll it takes on you. Love's supposed to feel like this. It's funny how I used to make excuses, excuses as often as I breathe. Defending him, trying to defuse it, and it would only blow up on me. Supposed to feel like this.
Ingrid Andress on WRCO FM 100.9. Good morning. A few things to celebrate today. It's National Pickle Day. Yeah, enjoy. It's Spicy Guacamole Day. It's World Diabetes Day. National Family PJ Day. So wear your pajamas, perhaps. International Girls Day. And it's Guinness World Records Day. We'll see if that old world record beater Hank Bray has anything for us up his sleeve on a special day celebrating Guinness World Records Day. The most often checked out book when I was back in school, the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't know if that luster has kind of fallen off that or not, but that used to be the book. They still put it out. I just saw the 2024 edition on the shelf not too long ago.
Thanksgiving is quickly approaching, and that means tasty holiday cooking, quality time with family and friends, and the start to the festive season. Hi, this is Julie from Robin's Nest. I invite you to stop in and shop our unique selection of one-of-a-kind finds for your home and browse our seasonal decor. Add a pop of color to your Thanksgiving table with a festive floral centerpiece. Order early for best selection. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We'll get the latest news from ABC in just a moment from WRCO today. So far, a little bit of rain along the way, and maybe it's kind of finished up for the day. It appears that it may have, but we'll see. Still a light rain in the forecast for the early morning. Otherwise, a high later of 52 degrees expected.
It's a girl.
So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. Sound of your